Hey, now, speaking of the Ponsonby shooting, we have a young producer working on the show called Jack, who's recently moved over from London. And he asked us today why we're all so worked up about the shooting on Ponsonby Road. Why? If you open all of the local newspapers today, you'll see it right up there on the websites. It's on all the front pages of all the news websites. It's got top billing on the front page as well. Jack says this stuff happens all the time over in London. It's no big deal. He even watched a guy get knifed in a park in front of him while he was out having a durry not long before he moved over here. And then he went back inside to work at the radio station and didn't even put the knifing in that hour's bulletin. Just wasn't worth mentioning. Now, I think we can probably all answer that question for Jack. Why do we get so worked up about it? Because this is still new to us. People just pulling out guns and waving them in public around us. We can all remember a time, can't we, where this kind of thing did not happen in nice places like Ponsonby. And it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was, what, like 5 years ago? This would have freaked us out. But then in the last few years, there was the shooting in Dr. Rudy's at the Viaduct in Auckland. I remember that one. That was the first one. We were shocked that that could happen in a bar. And then there was the shooting not long thereafter in the Sofitel lobby in the Wynyard Quarter. And then there was the guy on the scooter who shot the other guy on Queen Street. Remember that? And then there was the guy who took the gun to work and shot his co-workers at the construction site in Auckland Central. It is still rare enough. I mean, it's still rare, right? It's still rare enough that the significant shootings in Auckland Centre can be recalled like that and can be counted on one hand. But I think we all suspect, don't we, that those, by contrast, very innocent days are probably over. We now have guys going for a drink on a Sunday night with a Guess man bag draped over their shoulder where they keep their firearm. And I think we also know why this stuff has happened, right? This has happened because the Australians have deported hundreds, if not thousands, of criminals who are way harder, way more trigger happy than the ones we've got used to. And unfortunately for us, they are going, and this is the significant thing, they are going to the bars that we go to. Nice people go to those bars. Nice people go to these places, and so do these guys with the guns and their man bags. It's a bit freaky, isn't it? Anyway, the most honest amongst us, I reckon, will admit it's probably only a matter of years before we all have the same reaction as Jack, right? We don't find it scary. We don't find it interesting anymore.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.